Bobby Ann Mason's first collection of short stories, Shiloh and Other Stories, won the Penn Hemingway Award. Mason received the Southern Book Award for her novel, Feather Crowns, and her memoir, Clear Springs, was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. You might say her new book of short stories is about travelers, people who are exploring, finding new possibilities. Mason says the book's title, Zigzagging Down a Wild Trail, also as a metaphor for the creative process, the writer moving from character to character, examining longings of the human soul. In the first story, called With Jazz, the narrator and her boyfriend drive to an isolated spot in the country for an impromptu visit with her son.
The cabin was just one room, and the daybed was neatly made, spread with one of my old quilts. I sat down on the bed. I felt strange, as though all my life I had been zigzagging down a wild trail to this particular place. I stared at the familiar pattern of the quilt, the scraps of the girls' dresses and the boys' shirts. Kathy had pieced some of the squares. If I looked hard, I could probably pick out some of her childish stitches.
This is Chrissy, the narrator.
She has gone to find her son, who's a kind of hermit in the woods, living in this cabin, and they hadn't been in touch lately. So she's impressed by these things she finds.
Chrissy is twice divorced and misses her first husband.
She doesn't quite realize that for a while, but the others, I guess, don't stack up in comparison.
That's the way it is with a lot of the characters in these stories. They're coming to realizations. They're at crossroads in their lives, it seems.
I see it as a moment of self-awareness, where you're aware of yourself in the moment, as if everything in history had conspired to lead you to this particular point.
In the next story, Tobra, this is someone finds herself in new circumstances. Jackie is the narrator here. She's childless after two failed marriages, and she becomes the guardian of a sister she didn't know she had.
Well, a little half-sister who's 40 years younger. Jackie's 45, and this little child is 5. And Jackie hadn't been in touch with her father, and suddenly she learns her father has died and left this child for her to be guardian. So it's like having a child suddenly, and Tobra is very much a mystery. Who is this child? Jackie doesn't know much of anything about her background, and of course she sees resemblances to herself, and yet at the same time she had been wanting to have a child, and here she is.
In Tunica, you have Liz, mm-hmm. who married too young and has outgrown her husband, but maybe not.
Oh, he's bad news. Peyton is bad news. And she needs to get rid of him. But he tags along on this excursion bus that she's trying to take for a moment of privacy down to the gambling casino in Tunica, Mississippi. And Peyton, her husband, has been in jail. And now his mother lies in a coma. And he doesn't stay with her. He tags along with Liz to keep an eye on her. And Liz is increasingly irritated by him.
Yeah, but Liz has needs that Peyton answers.
Well, perhaps. She can't quite get rid of him, can she?
Charger is my favorite. Charger is a young couple in love. The girl wants to marry, but the boy is not so sure.
He's very young, and he has a job at a fertilizer factory. And his father had disappeared, one of those guys who took a wrong turn and just kept going. And he appears mysteriously on the phone from Texas singing this song, Old Buttermilk Sky. And so Charger foresees a kind of dead-end life the way his father had lived. And Charger doesn't want to wait until he's 45 or 50 to take stock of his life and escape. So he has the bright idea of driving to Texas for the weekend. And his girlfriend is along, and she wears snake pants, which he finds a little off-putting, but yet mysterious too.
There's an energy in that story it's different from the others, and perhaps because these are young people you're writing about, and you're infusing more gusto in it somehow.
I think that all of these stories, to me, are about people busting out of something. And my working title years ago was actually Going Out. And my first collection of stories was about people all rooted in one place, and they didn't go very far, mostly. And now their world has changed, and so the characters tend to be going to Atlanta or Alaska or Tunica or Texas. And a lot of times they're coming home and coming full circle in a kind of zigzaggy way. So I think there is more positive energy in my mind in the way these stories work, and that Charger could actually just go to Texas instead of staying in one spot to face a bleak, settled and conventional future.
Well, you seem to be on your way, too. I mean, you've got this new collection out. Your first collection, Shiloh and Other Stories, has been re-released. Your last book, a memoir, Clear Springs, was a nominee for the Pulitzer Prize. You're doing all right.
Oh, well, I feel pretty good.
Except when you told your mother about the nomination.
When I told my mother that Clear Springs was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize, well, she's a hard of hearing, and she didn't know what the Pulitzer Prize was. So I had to repeat it. It was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize, I said loudly. And she said, Tulip Surprise, which made my day. And I'd much rather think I won the Tulip Surprise.
Bobby Ann Mason is the author of Zigzagging Down a Wild Trail. There's more on her short stories on the website, npr.org.